This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 11th. God's word to you today is Shield of Faith. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verses 33 and 34, and it says, "By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouth of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength." Jesus has empowered you to destroy the works of Satan and his demonic hosts. The devil will try to talk you out of your spiritual authority. He will tell you that it is all in your head. But we all know that the devil is a liar. Jesus says that these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will handle snakes with safety. And if they drink any poisonous thing, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Guess what? Jesus is talking about you. 2 days ago, I began to tell you the story of one of my many victories in Christ Jesus. These victories are yours too. Only believe. I said that when I got into the room, the demon had the believers harassed and in a corner. My friend told me that the demon looked at him and said, "You did not pray last night. If you come near me, I will deal with you." By God's grace, I'm all for prayer. But you must realize that your position with God has nothing to do with whether or not you prayed or how long you prayed. If a demon tells me that, my response will be, "How is that your business?" Parents, imagine your son goes to bed without saying goodnight to you. Then in the morning, he comes to you crying and asking you to restore his sonship because he did not say goodnight to you. You would probably think he fell off the bed and hit his head. The fact that your son did not say goodnight to you does not reduce his status as your son. He is still your son, and he can talk to you because he is your son. Face the enemy knowing that Jesus died for you. Jesus defeated Satan and his hosts, and they were all there at the open show. And with that God confidence, command the demon out and it will move in Jesus' name. The enemy always tries to trick us into self-righteousness. Even if you were to pray for 50 hours, it would never be enough. So why do you spend time praying? We spend time praying because we want to be with our Father, who loves us. We pray because we love God and we want to be like Him. In prayer, He rubs off on us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for opening my eyes. I will no longer be cheated out of my place with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.